For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four, and today we have the lovely Savannah Bond. Hello and welcome. I am super excited to have you on the Private Talk couch. We are in a new setting because this season's all about being different, being mobile, and, you know, just being excellent. And that's why I had to have you on Private Talk to get to know you a little bit better. I've seen you everywhere over the internet. You're making splashes all over the adult industry and mainstream. So I had to have Miss Savannah Bond. So welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. So what have you been up to lately? What kind of projects are you working on? Are you only doing stuff for your OnlyFans? Are you still working for production companies? Tell us a little bit about what you have going on.
So I'm definitely still working for production companies, and I'm also doing OnlyFans, but probably a little bit more OnlyFans recently because it only makes sense, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing I've noticed lately is that, you know, there's a whole new wave of the industry. You know, I haven't shot anything in over five years. But what I like is that, you know, with platforms like OnlyFans and new girls like yourself, where it's like you still had the production companies and then having your own site on basically OnlyFans, it's you guys have gotten a lot more creative, a lot more like, you know, kind of owning yourself a little bit more. I feel like before it maybe took a little bit more years behind your belt before you kind of had your ownership. So I feel like OnlyFans is kind of like launched out to making these really great products and these like productions. That what is one of your funnest and most memorable thing that you've done so far for yourself on your OnlyFans site? Is there maybe like a creator you've collabed with that you really wanted to, or maybe like a scene setting, like a sexual fantasy you lived out?
There's definitely many of those, but I would say one that instantly comes to mind is like a group scene I did. It was about like eight guys with two girls, Kazumi and Carmen Karma.
I like how you say eight guys so like calmly, like eight guys and okay.
I didn't know their names.
Is that something that you typically like gravitate to? Do you like group scenes, like heavily group scenes, or is that something that you fantasized about and you're like, okay, let's get eight guys, a group of girls that are really good, and that is that how it kind of went about?
Yeah, I would say it is something I gravitate to. I like the big group scenes and like lots of people and hands everywhere. And I guess like in professional porn, you don't really get to do that all the time. It's okay. Like you might do like a couple of gangbangs in your whole career. So to be able to do that for myself was really fun.
So how many gangbangs have you done in your career?
Just one.
So for yourself only?
For myself, I've done, well, it wasn't really a gangbang because there were girls, but professionally one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's interesting because I've only professionally done one gangbang in my life. It was towards the end of my career. Mm-hmm. But it's also one of those things that it wasn't particularly the way I wanted to turn out, but it, you know, it did its thing. Mine was more of like this being overly over sexualizing the being the fantasy of multiple men in one area and me being the only woman desirable for those needs at that time. And that's really what like kind of turned me on. So how do you feel go from you being just one person with the multiple to having now have to share eight cocks and you said four girls?
Yeah.
So how did that kind of, was it different? Was it more fun because there's more things to do? Or did you like just being the solo like, this is my show and this is what we're doing?
I think it was a little bit chaotic. Like, it was in a small space and, like, I guess you don't have, like, the production team behind that. So...
Was it, like, on your phone or was it still camera? Like, was it still a production?
We got someone to shoot it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just one camera guy going, basically trying to go from things. Because that's a lot of people, a lot of moving parts, a lot of, like... Because, like, the whole thing in a production is whenever... something's having a group scene, you're going to go to the vagina and the dick, and then you're going to go back to the face. And then it's like, but there's so many vagina and dicks going on.
Yeah. He just, like, filmed a little bit of us, but it did turn out really good. So
is that one, would you say, one of your favorite scenes?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a
favorite. Or just most memorable.
Yeah, memorable. And I think, like, it looks good. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do things based, like, for your career because you feel like they're going to look good? Or is it because you had these fantasies and wanted to, live them out?
I try and do everything that I like to do because I'm like, that's going to give me longevity.
Okay.
I mean, of course, I try and please my fans, but at the same time, I'm like, I just want to try and do what I want to do.
That's smart, though. I mean, I feel like it goes a long way where it's because our fans are going to want us to do everything and anything, obviously. But I feel like it really can tell the difference of when you like something, when you're trying something, because everything is like, for me, it's like, I'll try anything once. But sometimes you don't really know if you like it yet. It's like kind of like having sex with someone for the first time. It's like you're really excited, but you're like, I don't know all your parts yet. I don't know what you like yet. And then like, and then it becomes magical or it doesn't.
True.
So is there any performer that you could say like sticks out that you've like love working with? Maybe you request more often?
I like performers that can match my energy because I feel like it shows, like, sometimes my fans will be like, she looks bored, and it's like, I'm not bored, it's just the guy is not bringing out, what needs to be brought out in me. So, like, an example of someone I really like working with is Jack Slayer, he's great,
And is it because you guys have a chemistry together, or is it because he just is a great performer and knows how to bring things out on females? Because I feel like there's also a different caliber. I can't really speak of the ones or the guys nowadays because I'm not shooting with them. But from what I hear from Girls on the Couch and just hear for, say, gossip around porno land, is that I feel like there's a difference between old school performers with when it comes to men or like really much more like it's almost like European style where it's like they're more lovers but they like fuck to fuck, and the other ones are like more pretty fucking where it's like I look at me too and then I'll fuck you.
Yeah, it's there really aren't that many guys at the moment. It's super dry, and it also is kind of a shame because it's kind of like not exciting anymore. But yeah, he is a good performer as well as like, yeah, he just knows what to do. It's like,
so the chemistry is just there. He knows how to put you in positions and make you feel good while doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are all great things to have.
I know. I'm like, is it really that hard? You have one job.
Facts. And when you're a sex worker, your one job is to get the job done.
Yeah.
So let's rewind a little bit. Let's talk about how did we get to you being this adult superstar? How did we get to there?
Okay, so I was a dancer before porn, and I wanted to stay in the sex industry. So I started reading like books and listening to podcasts. I read Asa Akira's book and Holly Randall's podcast, and it inspired me a lot, like just listening to all the different performers. And then I reached out to Jules Jordan, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to fly to LA, and I did my... first couple of scenes, and then I was like, this is what I want to do.
Let's do it. So, okay, so we reached out to Jules Jordan, which I love Jules Jordan. He's the other half, like, his birthday is exact same as mine, so I feel say he's like the male version of me. So, you know,
it's what date is it?
May 25th. We're coming up.
We're Geminis.
Yes, me Geminis too. Are great. When's your birthday?
June 6th.
Nice. So you reach out to Jules Jordan. He has this big mega production company. Were you nervous at all? Were you like, did you just like his content out of all the other production companies? Like, what made you go and contact him, one? And how did that feel when you actually made the decision and said, hey, I'm coming here, that flight here? Were you nervous? Were you like, this is where I'm supposed to be? Kind of walk us and talk to us about that.
So Jules, I like, his production, the aesthetic of everything he does. I guess, like, I liked his porn in general. So I was like, that's who I would reach out to if I was going to talk to anybody out of everyone. And then, like, the flight over, it was like scary, but I came with some friends. They weren't in porn, so I had that support.
Did they know what you were coming here to do?
Yeah, okay. They did. And then, yeah, like working for Jules, and then I got to work with Manuel for my first scene. So it was just, it was great. Like, I was like, this is what I meant to be
doing. That's a good time for anything the first time, you know what I mean? Especially, again, someone who is not new, who knows what he's doing. He's very, like, he has a nice sized dick. He definitely knows how to put it down. And you're just like, take me. Here we are. So it's great.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if I had been with, like, another company, like, I don't know, in Miami or something, I might have been like,
this is not. Like Bang Bros or Reality Kings?
Well, no, I like Bang Bros a lot, but like, I mean, like some like dodgy company.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like, I don't want to do this.
And the, you know, it's funny is because a lot of people, like, you know, sometimes they're first in the industry is sometimes not the best of like a scenario, like you're saying, Jules, yeah. Jordan is like, sometimes people get kind of like cookie crumbs into like, oh, I can make you a star, and it doesn't really work out that way, or they get agents that make them do these things that they don't want to do necessarily. So I love to hear stories that are the success rate of like, and not that the other ones aren't success eventually, but kind of the getting into it is because I never had a bad experience in the, you know, how I got into the industry as well. It's something that I chose mindfully to do. So I didn't know how big or what that was going to mean at the time for myself. But I shot with Bang Bros for the first time as far as a real production company. And I loved the, you know, how they took care of the girls and like the whole, you know, the makeup to the wardrobe to, you know, just like the whole business aspect of it wasn't mm-hmm. like, hey, go wait in the corner and like, you're, you know, it's not, you know, it doesn't feel like you're doing something seedy. It feels like you're doing like a real production, and that's what it really is. You know, porn is a production. It's the movies that people don't watch, but it's a $1 billion industry for a reason. It's because they want to see us get down.
Yeah, it is important, and it's a shame that some companies don't understand, like, just, like, basic etiquette.
I think it's, you know, we're in a time is where it's, like, sometimes I think that people do things until they know that it may not be right, but until someone says something until to know better, they're not going to do better.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, especially me being absent from the industry for so long, you hear the horror stories, but you also hear the evolution of what porn is now, or they have people more regulations on set and things that should have probably been in place before, but people, A, didn't know that they are needed, and two, didn't know that people would act out accordingly, you know, in different ways. It's because if you're just given a free-for-all, sometimes people don't make the best choices, and so sometimes you have to get burned before you can be like, no, because, you know, when you're new into the industry, you want to please everybody. You want to be, you know, a performer that people shoot over and over again, so mm-hmm. you don't want to say, or you don't know when to say no, or you don't know when to be like, I maybe not want to do this, but then it's like, once you kind of see what the industry has become, I feel like it's better in a much safer place nowadays than it really was, like, you know, 10 years ago, especially.
Yeah, I have definitely heard that, so I'm grateful to be here at this time.
Have you worked with Jules Jordan? You said he was your first production company you worked with, and you did Manuel, but have you actually worked with Jules himself?
Yeah, I have, just once. It was a DP with Marcus Dupre.
Okay, nice. Like a nice little trifecta going on. Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
I think it would be just like the place I'm in right now. Like, I guess like I'm focusing just on me and like financially and just growing like as a woman. And yeah, I think like OnlyFans has been really good because I have like, I love like that I've shot so much over the last couple of years, but it's like having that is giving me a lot more power to like not just be working so much, like, because I was always working on set like 4 days a week when I got here, mm-hmm. and I did that for a couple of years. So to be able to like step back from that and be like, well, I've established my name, and just like live life, because I wasn't really living, mm-hmm. I was just working.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
That's awesome. So how do you say that, you know, you're doing stuff for yourself? It's like more seems like the route of personal growth. What kind of daily rituals do you put in place so you can kind of stay on that, you know, grounded kind of place? And also, you know, because at the end of the day, you're not working 4 days a week for a company, but you're still a company yourself. So how do you keep in place where you're still doing, pouring back into yourself and still being a businesswoman?
So I would just like have like a little bit of a schedule, like I'll get my OnlyFans stuff done, and being able to focus on that is really good. But then I'll do things like, you know, just like going to the gym and like being able to like cook my own food, being able to clean my house, like, cause I had a cleaner.
So little things.
Yeah. Just little things like that. You know, like I'm like super relaxed. I chill a lot. So I don't have any There's no crazy rituals. I'm just like.
So do you don't like meditation or do you anything like that?
No, I don't. But okay. I feel like that's going to come over time because I haven't like exposed myself to anything that's going to be super life changing yet.
I feel like it's all in timing. You know what I mean? I think it's time and place. Like it's cliche to say, you know, how that kind of whole saying goes. But I feel like until you're really in a place where you kind of, not that you didn't make your own rules before, but you like, you kind of felt like, you know, at the mercy of these companies or doing these other things where it's like, you didn't really have time to make your own schedule. If it was to work out every day at 9 o'clock or, you know, go to bed at a certain time where it's like, you forget the little things that kind of go where it's like, oh, okay, now what else? And so now it's like, okay, do I need, if it's therapy or talking and hiking with a friend and like, you know, people's forms of therapy nowadays are very different. Yeah. And I feel like it's really cool to have those kind of things as well, where it's like, I feel like more women need to support women in the things that we do, especially from business. It's because only us can really relate to what happens in our industries and just life and being women itself, that I feel like there needs to be more of like a sounding board to like talk about everyday problems or talk about things that's not even a problem, but like maybe a plus, or like to celebrate those memories or like those things, to really like kind of make a partnership and knowing that you're not alone and that, you know, you could still thrive and be the best business person ever, but you need to like pour into yourself, give back to who Savannah really is.
Yes. The motto is like, work smarter, not harder.
I say that all the time.
So I was like, what am I doing this for?
Maybe it's a Gemini thing. I feel like I say the same thing. It's like, why would you do that? You know?
Yeah. And I think a lot of new girls do that. And you kind of have to for a little bit. But I was like, I don't have to do that forever.
For sure.
So that's been an awesome realization.
So is there anybody in the industry that you haven't got to work with that you maybe want to?
There were a lot of girls that I wanted to work with that I have. There's a few that are out of the industry now, but like, for example,
give me your wish list, girl. Who's your wish list?
Well, I worked with Jada and then I worked with Phoenix. They were like inspirations of mine. Okay. But then there's like you and Asa Akira that are no longer in the industry. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I loved always like the old school performers. Like they were people I looked up to and, you know, like inspired me to get into the industry. Okay. So yeah, but right now, I'm not really sure. It's kind of dry.
Okay. There's a drought out there. We need to fix this. We need to fix the drought.
Yeah.
If you could instantly attain 3 skills, it could be anything. What would they be?
3 skills.
Could be anything from flying to hearing what people think to teleporting. It could be anything.
I would say, teleporting or flying so I could get more done in my day because especially being in LA, I feel like it takes a long time to do one thing. Like this is taken up like pretty much the whole day. Whereas like, it'd be cool to be like, okay, I'm going to fly to the beach. Yeah. So
it's like Bewitched. You wiggle your nose and you're like there.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I don't want to hear what people think. I feel like that would be terrible. Just be naive.
Okay. Don't tell me.
Yeah. Otherwise, skills. I don't know. I guess it would be pretty cool to be like, I don't know, have like a PhD in something as well as doing porn. That would be cool.
Okay. What would you be like? I would be really smart in?
As well.
You're really smart.
Probably like a scientist or a doctor, something to do with health.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. What is your dating life like? You say that you know, you're in LA, it takes a long time to just even do an errand. Is it the same way with dating?
So I actually just got out of a 7-year relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a congratulations? Are we sad? Are we happy about it? Was it you that left? Do you want to talk about it?
We can talk about it. Okay. That's fine. I mean, I guess it's like it's bittersweet.
Okay.
It was hard, the long distance. I've been here for 2 years and we were just on very different pages.
Was he into you doing adult stuff? Did he not care? Did that kind of like play a factor into like the demise of you guys not being together anymore?
Actually it was the opposite. So he like encouraged me into porn.
So was he like the cuckold type situation, or he just was like, baby, if this is what you want to do, do it? Or was it like pimp mentality? Like, girl, go get that money and bring it back.
I wouldn't say it was either. It was just like, I want to date a porn star. Like he really liked porn.
So you were together prior to being in the industry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He met me when I started like stripping.
Okay.
So yeah, he really liked porn and I was insecure and I was like, okay, I'm going to be a porn star.
Okay. Like, I literally. Well, good for you to know that that's awareness. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's one of those things, again, like you said, bittersweet looking back. Sometimes I feel like sometimes we don't realize what we project that we, what our partners are. Because if we're in an insecure place, we're going to be with someone who's can probably tell us what to do a little bit more that you would probably like, or be controlling, or put up with, you know, those red flags we see when we turn them pink and green. They were really red in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I made the decision to do porn as well. Like, it wasn't just him being like, do this. I guess he encouraged it. But I'm really happy I'm in the place like that I am in. So
are you guys in a situation where you still kind of talk, or is it completely not just cut and dry?
So it's pretty fresh. We broke up a month ago, but actually yesterday I found out that he was like kind of cheating on me. And he has a girlfriend in the industry.
Describe back up. So for me, it's like this. Okay. So you have this man that you guys, before you got into the industry, were you guys a part of like, did you communicate into like an open relationship because you did porn and he didn't? And that's why you say you didn't know? Or was it behind your back and you completely like, were there rules, I guess, in those places? Because like some people either get in the industry together, or sometimes there's performers that are working with each other. So it's like work is work and play is play. True. And then it's like, but when one is in the industry and one is not, was there rules set in place ever, or did it just kind of was a free for all and you didn't know?
Yeah, so we were we started out monogamous at the start of the relationship, and then like he was doing things that would upset me, and I just wanted to be like a normal girl, get married, have kids. And then that's when it all kind of started. I was like, okay, well, let's have an open relationship. Like I was open to that, and that was cool. And then I moved here and I was like, you can do whatever you want in Australia as long as you tell me. And likewise. And then I started like doing stuff here, like sleeping with guys like off camera, not a lot, and I would tell him everything. And then
did he get jealous? Or
he didn't until like he kind of felt like emotionally threatened, I think,
because I mean that is a big gap of, you know, Australia to LA, you know. Yes, there's everything from FaceTime and things to kind of make it more not as distancey, but it's still physical distance, especially when you're into dating a porn star.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was doing things and not telling me. And that's when like, yeah, I found out that like he'd been talking to a girl for a year, and like, it's just like weird.
Is this girl in the industry an Australian performer, or is she in the US?
And no, US.
And you know her?
Yeah.
Have you confronted her, or you just found
out? I did.
Should we call her up?
No. Like, I have no problem with her because he kind of lied to her and said, like, oh, we went together or whatever. You know, guys are good at manipulating.
But is it one of those things where it's like, but I'm Savannah Bond's ex-boyfriend? One of those situations where they, like, use your name for clout because they think in some way that's, like, co-signing them. I have an ex like that I'm like, can you just not say my fucking name ever again in your same sentence? It doesn't matter. We used to be together.
Yeah. My friend was actually saying, like, before she was like, she wouldn't be dating him unless, like.
That means you co-signed that dick.
Yeah. Basically. So I'm like, yeah, have fun.
In your situation, it's kind of like one of these, well, you know, you already had it. So, you know, better things moving on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know how you're going to make it work because he doesn't have a visa. Like, are you going to?
Yeah.
Even, they'd have to get married for him to work here. So I'm like.
Well, better her than you, honey. I feel like there's at the end bullet. Of the day, it's one of those things that, like, you probably learned a lot. 7 years is a long time to, like, have that. And also, maybe, you know, things happen for a reason. You were with somebody who was supportive when you got into the industry, that you need that even an emotional connection with somebody to, like, let you know that you're okay. And, you know, one of those things, it's like, it is your decision to do porn, but sometimes we put this, like, unspoken shame on ourselves. It's like, did I really want to do this? How many people are really going to support me? And all these other things. So it is really help to have somebody behind you, especially like behind the scenes. So in that aspect, he served his duty, but now it's time to throw him to the wolves and fly away.
Yeah, you already know.
Fly away.
You read the whole story without me telling you.
Have you ever, I'm good at that. Have you ever had a crazy fan interaction?
I had my first AVN, and I haven't had any crazy fans.
Okay, so all good, cool. All good things so far. You said you haven't done really exoticas or anything like that, you know, so you're not around fans a lot. Do you do feature dancing where it's fan based?
I haven't done that yet.
Okay,
I probably would. It's just the traveling.
Yeah.
For like,
not for you.
I don't know. Maybe I like dancing, so
yeah.
Maybe one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never say never. I feel exactly. like, you know, if, especially if you used to do it before, maybe just give it a try.
Yeah, I
think. Or set tones on, set like, you know, boundaries, like once a month or once every 6 months or something like that.
Do you do it?
I used to for like 10 years and then the pandemic happened and then, you know, that happened. Things. So I've thought about coming back. For me, I feel like because I did it for so long, I feel like I kind of, it was like an injustice to my fans. It's like I just left, but the world closed too. So it was like, I didn't know how I wanted to come back because I'm very personable with my fans. Even Exoticas, I didn't do them for the full first year back because I was like, I hug my fans. I let them, like, you know, touch my booty and let them know it's real, like, you know, in my own regard. So it's like, how does that work in a world that the new normal, you know? And so now, because when I started agreed to do it, it was like a little bit more free, where it's like people didn't have to be COVID and vaccinated and all these other things to get into the show. Or it's like, so now it's kind of a little bit more back to normal. Mm-hmm. So I felt comfortable going back to the conventions, and, you know, I did them last year and I absolutely love them. I love being around my fans. I love the, like, feedback to, like, see, because it's like we do, you know, we do scenes or we do the podcast, but we don't get to hear the other people other than from comments. And sometimes there's trolls in comments. Sometimes there's bots. Sometimes it's not the real people and the consumers. Yeah. So for me, I like to have the personal interaction. I like to be like, oh, I really liked when you and Savannah were talking and da-da-da, this made me relate to this. And that makes me feel good. It makes me feel like my show is doing something for people out there. You know, in the industry, it was always like, I said, you know, would make the joke of we're people helping people one orgasm at a time, you know, and these things, it's like the more that we educate people and communicate with each other in the industry and outside the industry, I feel like it kind of normalizes us as people and that we have feelings, and sometimes your comments hurt just like everybody else. And so mm-hmm. it's like kind of just putting a more personal spin on who we are as people.
Yeah, that's really important. And there's not a lot of that. So it's great.
So one more question back, because we talked about the 7 years, y'all, you just, are you open to dating now? Because you guys were separated because of the distance. Are you back into maybe not a relationship, but like dating people, like dating sites or just dating in general? Are you open to it, or are you kind of chilling on just being by yourself right now?
I'm open to it. Like, okay. I feel like ready to do that. I guess it took a while to fizzle out. So I feel like I've been single for longer. So yeah, I'm ready. I'm going on a date tonight.
Ooh, okay. This is the things we want to hear. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Is it someone that you've known, or is it someone completely new?
Just someone completely new that, like, was in my DMs, and I was like, I didn't, like, fuck with them. Okay. So I'm like, I'll do it now.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so is it, like, I'm hoping that it's not, like, a Netflix and chill date, like, we're going somewhere and doing something, or
there'll
how is
no
this working?
Sex.
Okay. Because we have to set boundaries. I feel like the new dating too is because the sex part is easy for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's like, I need you to give me a little bit more. I'll give you the sex if it's like, you know, if you check these boxes. But mm-hmm. I need substance. I need you to wine and dine me a little bit. Are you the same type of female, like, when you're dating? What do you need in a date to make it, like, successful that you will give the sex up?
A good conversation, and yeah, just like someone that tries. Like, I'll always talk to someone a little bit before, like, they want to take
kind of
me
vet
out.
Them a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's important. Otherwise, it's like they're gonna assume that, and I think people do assume that because we've done porn or you're an active porn star that they're gonna be able to, like, fuck you or get their dick sucked. And I'm like, I think it's more the opposite for girls like us.
Cause that's what, like, I like to prove get the that. Points. I'm like, all right, let's try it. We're not gonna get any tonight, but I'm gonna talk to you and act like you may think you do, but.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Like,
so was it a fan? Was it somebody in the mainstream world, or was it just like, just a random? Because, like, I'm sure you get mad DMs all the time. Like, how did you vet this one other in particular than the other ones that are sliding in your DM?
I guess he was persistent and tried, and I was telling him, like, no. And then I was like, well, persistency, it's paid off.
He wore you down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you just try a couple of times, like.
So is he a regular civilian guy? Do these fans out here have a chance? Does they have to be in the mainstream world? Is it another performer? Like, what is your classification of a?
Not a performer.
Okay. Okay.
He's an athlete.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay. I haven't fucked with any of those before because I'm like, I know what they want, but I want to try it because, like, I'm in LA and I'm like.
As you should.
I'm not looking for anything serious, but I'm like, I just want to see, like.
The thing is to set your intention. If it's nothing serious, have fun. Make sure that you're respected. Make sure that you're white and do all the things that you need and then what they want. You know what I mean? Because if they match and they align, go for it. If not, Bye. There's a lot of athletes that will be in your teams for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe different teammates. You should do different teams. Maybe different, like, you know, East Coast, West Coast, maybe.
You don't want them to find out, right?
Some of them might like that they find out. You know what I mean? Sometimes they like a challenge. Can you be like, oh, he fucks you better than me? Maybe.
That's hard.
Maybe.
I like that.
See, you know, a little competition. They are playing sports, so they like some kind of competition. Yeah. You got to keep it interesting, Savannah. All right. What makes you smile?
Everything. I'm always smiling.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that's a part of my personality, but really you smile just like funny stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not super serious and yeah, I'm just like very easygoing.
Okay. What would you say is your biggest strength?
I'm a strong person. I would say resilience.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now what about your biggest weakness?
Maybe I'm like too nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a social media weakness? Is there one social media platform that you use more than the others? Not including OnlyFans, but, you know, for your own personal scrolling list, do you go down a rabbit hole of sorts?
Yeah. I'm always on Twitter and Instagram because I'm, like, constantly working. And I actually like it because I'm, like, I think of tweets and I tweet a lot of stuff. And
so are you funny yourself? You said you like funny things. So are you tweeting funny, like, humorous things? Because I only follow you on Instagram. I don't follow you on Twitter. I'm not as active on Twitter as I'd like to be. More IG because I'm a picture visual person.
Yeah, no, not really funny. I mean, a little bit sarcastic, but more so I feel like that's how I built my fan base, by always being active on there and tweeting, and it gets the engagement up. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So is it kind of like, you know, the Australian humor? It's kind of like a little cunty but smiling, you know, you're pretty and cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to describe it.
I feel like I love my Australians. I used to do Sexpo conventions for 2-3 years. And so used to have my Aussies that I would just, you know, we're blunt, straight to the point, you know, I mean, me as a Texan. And I feel like we kind of really meshed in well. We were just, we understood each other a lot. And I used to, like, my favorite words is like to have you say is Adidas and aluminum are my favorite. So I'd always have my Aussie friends say it for me. So I feel like you should say Adidas for us.
Well, we say Adidas.
I know. This is why it's funny, because these are the two words that, like, it is different. And then aluminum, say it for us.
Aluminum?
But how do you say it?
I don't know. Is that like foil?
Yeah.
Foil.
Well, they say aluminium.
Oh, yeah.
See, that was the difference. Those were like my two favorite. I'm like, say it again. I'm like, aluminium? And it just sounds way cooler than us when we're saying it. And then adios.
Yeah. Oh, adios?
How does it? Adidas.
Is it like Spanish?
No, Adidas. How do you
say it? Adidas.
Yeah, see, yeah. I just don't say it. You have a little, like, roll it off the tongue. Mine just sounds a little harsh.
Yeah, it's like a different language almost.
Do you feel like it was hard to integrate into being in, like, the lifestyle here from being from Australia?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but I'm pretty versatile, so I think that helped a lot. Yeah, and I can get along with people pretty easily.
It's a Gemini in you.
Yeah.
We're people.
And people like, they like, an accent, so it's almost like, I made a tweet once, so I was like, having an Australian accent is like having a BBC.
Hey, I like that, because it's the added bonus, because you're just like, I don't care what you're saying, but just keep talking to me, and just,
I forget, though, so I'm like, it's okay, you have an accent.
That's funny. Okay, let's see. What is the best pickup line ever used on you, or has one ever been used on you that worked?
So not really, like, guys don't really come up to me with pickup lines. I feel like they might if I was, like, at a club or something, but nothing that comes to mind. I think, like, DMs are the new pickup lines, so...
Okay.
Good ones are, like, people send me pictures of their dog, and I feel like that's kind of cool.
Okay, private talk, you better keep notes, because, you know, she said you can slide in her DMs. You said if you send, you know, cute dog pics or animal things, memes maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a chance. She's newly single. We're going to put it out in the universe. She's going to find a good man out there, or woman, whatever she chooses, that is going to stimulate her in all the right ways. It could be you. Maybe. Have you ever taken home a souvenir from somebody? Maybe... a one-night stand, or just someone, maybe you, like, did you leave home with their clothes, a watch, anything?
Probably, like, just a t-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't give it back. You kept it, smelled it all the time.
Yeah, it's a vibe. But nothing amazing, unfortunately. Maybe next time.
You're like, now that you've mentioned it, I'm going to start being
what
a klepto.
What can I steal?
It's like something that you know they're not really going to miss, but it's going to be sentimental for your, like, occasion of what it is. Now that you're newly dating, maybe, you know, we'll put that
it's
out there.
It's a whole new world. I'm like, yeah, a new woman.
Who is your first celebrity crush? You said you're 32. So you say, like, I'm from the age where we used to put posters on our wall and things. I don't know if you ever did that. Did you?
Yeah, that came to mind right away. I think, like, this is totally not my crush now, but I had, like, David Beckham.
Okay. He's my celebrity hall pass in life. In
really?
General. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's still hot, I suppose.
It's the accent, too.
British,
it's,
yeah.
It's his face. I feel like maybe if he talked, I don't know, because I don't know him like that, but just looking at him, I can definitely get off.
Yeah, I like Ryan Gosling now, though.
Okay, so that's your celebrity crush currently.
Current crush, yeah.
Have you ever tried to slide in his DMs?
No, I'm like, there's no chance.
Hey, but you said DM. People may think that about you. And
yeah.
You're going on a date tonight with somebody who slid and who was persistent. Use your own words.
Manifest. Yeah? We're manifesting.
I'll manifest it. You know, we're going to have a group, you know, thing. We'll talk about it. You know, maybe send some shots of tequila. And then after that, we'll send a DM. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Good time. What is your favorite way to receive affection?
Acts of kindness.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, like, if you, like, actions speak louder than words.
Okay. So it's like, show me, don't tell me.
Yeah. Okay. That's super annoying when people do that.
What is a common sexual act that you dislike, that you don't really like it at all?
I don't really like... having my pussy eaten, really. I don't
okay.
know why.
Is it because you just haven't had good, like, people? Or is it because you just don't like it and you're more of a pleaser?
Yeah, I'm more of a pleaser, and that shit takes time. So I'm like, I'd rather just, like, have sex rather than do that. But I like being fingered. That's
okay.
good. But yeah, I've never really been into that.
Which is interesting, because most people are the opposite. It's either they don't like being fingered, but they like to have their pussy eaten. Which is, yeah. like, because most people, I feel like sometimes in my personal situation, like, some guys, like, they don't know what they're doing. They're just, like, digging around for something. Like, what are you doing, sir? Like, just put your face there and just do your job.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, you know. But then there's the ones you can know that know how to do both, which is a great situation. But then I've also had some that I'm just like, why are you doing that? And, like, get off of me.
Yeah. And then in porn also, they don't really do it. So it's like, I never got to experience.
They don't do it in porn anymore? What kind of bullshit
well, you
is
know,
this?
It's very like suck the dick, get fucked.
No, back in my day, this does me. Definitely it was pussy eating, dick eating, dick sucking, and then sex. They don't even do where what is this? This is why I don't do porn, guys. This is their fault. I pointed to you. It's not her fault. It's there. The porn
Yeah, I know.
That's treacherous. So you do scenes with girls, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've never had a girl that's eaten your pussy great, or is it just because, do you do girl stuff because of the aesthetics of what it looks, or do you like girls?
No, I really like girls a lot.
So you've never had a girl that's eaten your pussy that you really liked it?
Not really. Like, not.
That's why you haven't, she hasn't worked with me, guys. I was on the wish list, it hasn't worked. You know, I've changed a lot, I've turned a lot of girls out. But I feel like it's the experience, because why I say that, is because before I would only work with girls but never like work with them.
Yeah.
And then back in the day, there was a girl named Brianna Love, which we had similar body types, and she was amazing, beautiful woman. And they're like, well, if you did anything, would you do it with her? And I was like, okay, because I knew she really liked girls, mm-hmm. and there wasn't a lot of girls at the time that did it. They would like act like they were eating your pussy, and I'm like, hello. Like, if I'm eating your pussy, you're eating mine. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So it was a great experience. And so from that moment, I was really more picky with girl performers than I was the men performers, because I wanted someone who really wanted me. Mm-hmm. So after that, I went to Belladonna. So then I was like, I'm spoiled. So I'm like, I'd had to be whatever. So it's like, I'm a giver as well. So it's like, I want someone who's doing the scene, even if we're just doing a scene, mm-hmm. I want to enjoy it. I'm not just doing it for the money. I'm doing it because I want to be there. So I'm surprised that you haven't had that kind of interaction with like someone, you liking women as well.
Yeah,
maybe you're just the aggressor. Maybe you're the alpha and you're the one pleasing all the women.
Yeah, it could be. I haven't done a lot of girl scenes either. Or if I have, I've been put with like a younger type of girl. And I'm like, we're just going through the motions at this point.
Well, maybe I'll come back and suffocate you. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that would make my yell. Yeah,
I like it. Please. I like it. You never say never. Mm-hmm. What are you, or if anything, afraid to try in the industry? Is there anything that you are like completely on your no list that you don't want any parts of?
No, not really. I'm very open to like pretty much everything except like the extreme BDSM, like the cattle prods and stuff. I don't think I would like that.
So have you been to kink? Do you do any of that kind of stuff, or is that the stuff you're staying away from?
No, I haven't. Okay. And I probably, I mean, yeah, never say never, but they're in Vegas and I don't like going to Vegas.
They in Vegas or they're not in San Francisco anymore? It's been a long time, girl.
I don't really want to travel for a scene anymore. Okay. Like going to Vegas, so I'm like, it's too much.
I love that that's a 45-minute flight, but you're like, it's fucking too far, bitch.
But it's like the day is like 14 hours, whereas if I'm in Woodland Hills, it's like done in 6 hours.
See, that's the glory of being your own businesswoman and boss. You know what, time is money and the time to make it go. I'm sure you have dogs. You got to let them be taken care of at the same times, and shit happens.
Yeah. Unfortunately, boss no pets.
No? I figured you as, like you said, the animal, like, you know, memes type of thing. So I figured maybe you had animals.
No, I don't, because I just feel like it's a big responsibility. But maybe one day when I'm like settling down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans? You said you really like, you know, how it's kind of given you the freedom to make your own schedule. Did you ever have a point where you kind of didn't like or accept OnlyFans?
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, that's a really good question, because when I started doing porn, I was all about porn. I was like, oh, I only want to shoot professionally. And then the OnlyFans took off and I was like, wait a minute. So I learned to love OnlyFans, I guess. Yeah, like it just evolved.
Yeah.
But I didn't really like doing the solos and stuff. I was like, oh, the angles are bad and I couldn't, you know, just like being at home trying to motivate yourself. But yeah, now we're team OnlyFans, but also love porn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your favorite type of scene to do? Like if you had your choice for the day, what would it, like your ideal scenario? It would be boy, girl, 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 group scenes. What kind of scene would we kind of see for you that's your fave?
Probably just boy girl, like really passionate. I also like DPs a lot too. Okay. That's fun. But yeah, passionate, one on one.
I love how you say it's just like DPs, yes, just so sweet, innocent. I love all of that too. Thanks. It's the innocent ones, and you know that you really have to be, watch out, they're freaks. I like it. When is the last time you had sex?
Oh my God, it's been like 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah, okay. And now I have my period, so I can't even fuck that guy if I wanted.
But maybe that was baby Jesus telling you, like, look, even if you wanted to, you're not going to, because you needed something to like hold back, even though you still can if that happens, you know. But
yeah, I'm like, maybe.
But the first time, civilian men don't know what that means, so you could definitely put a sponge and they would not know anything.
True.
Wouldn't y'all like to know what that really means to text?
Yeah, they're probably like, wait, a sponge? What is that?
How many sponges?
I think I'd probably need two.
It's heavy. That means he's big. Oh, I was like,
oh, okay, yeah, I know he's going to have a big dick, I'm sure.
You think he's going to be big?
Yeah.
So has there been lead up to this whole date? I'm very curious, and I'm going to DM you and be like, so how did the date go? Was there a lead up as far as like, because yes, he came in and he was persistent. He said it, so it's taken time. Y'all kind of had some banter. Has there been sexual banter as far as like, did he send you a dick pic or like an imprint? Have you sent anything sexy?
No, nothing.
Okay, so it's all been PG.
It's like, oh, hi, like,
okay.
I was like very dismissive.
And you're not nervous at all to meet this person for a date?
Yes, dating is so weird to me, like going to dinner so raw with someone you've never met, but I'll just have like some tequila and I'll be
you
fine.
Just need to, like, my biggest always, because like, I'm like the mama bear of my friends, it's like one of my friends used to do this. I'm like, share your location, let somebody know where you are. That's, I'm like, I watched too much Dateline to be a victim of thinking, not that warranting on that thing, but it's just to know, like when you're in new situations, share your location with somebody that you trust to be like, hey, just whatever the situation is. You don't need to know anything else after that. But, you know, I have a group of friends that there's about 3 to 4 girls that they all know that what's going to happen, that like, hey, just, you know.
Yeah, you never know, especially never know. Out here in the streets.
You never know. You just never know. I like to stay on the caution of just being better prepared than not at all.
Totally.
Speaking of that, okay, so have you had, being in LA now for, you said, 2 years, you know, Uber and Lyft are a big thing, you know, when you don't like to drink and drive. Have you had any bad experience or, like, you have had a horrible, like, Uber or Lyft story that you can share with us here at Private Talk?
You would think so because I don't drive here. So I don't actually think I have. I mean,
has anybody recognized you and, like, it made you kind of, like, creeped out in kind of a situation or anything in that nature?
Yeah, like, people have been, like, a little bit, like, too flirty, or they'll just, like, interview you and it's like, shh. But no, nothing bad yet.
My favorite is, like, whenever you go and, like, obviously it's, like, your real name and you're in the car and then they'd be like, hey, Savannah Bond. And you're like, wait, I've never told you that. Mine would be like,
yeah,
be like, my name is Alexis and my middle name is Alexis. So I go with the same thing, but they'd be like, Miss Texas. And I'm like, who?
That's happened to you?
A lot.
Yeah.
Usually the valet people do it to me. So I know, oh, yeah. I mean, mind you, I mean, but they'll be like, bye, Miss Texas. I'm like, bye.
Please don't like, recognize me. Yeah.
Oh, fun times. What is the weirdest date you've ever been on?
Well, I mean, yeah, I was in a relationship for 7 years, so I don't even remember.
So dating is non-existent.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll have a follow-up, and we're going to have a thing where, like, yeah. What's your, in, like, 6 to 8 months when we come back?
Yeah, she's being run through this one.
We don't need to be run through. We could just have been experienced, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Run through a couple, because you have to, you know, we still have needs. We're women, you know?
Yeah.
Sexual desire, even if you're a porn star or not, people need to be fucked. People need to have orgasms.
Off-camera sex is the best.
That's the thing. So, okay, so you, this new, let's think about it, because you can't talk about before because it was 7 years and you were in a relationship, but do you count on-camera sex as, like, a sexual situation? So it's like how I asked you, when was the last time you had sex? You said 5 weeks. Was that for work or was that personal?
Personal.
Okay.
Do
you count work sex as...
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that it's obviously it's happening, but as far as, like, if I would have asked you that question now and you had sex for work yesterday, would you have still said 5 weeks ago because of your personal time?
Oh, no, I do count work as sex.
Okay. Yeah. I have some girlfriends in the industry like, work sex doesn't count. I'm like, it kind of does.
It
I'm
does.
Like, I haven't had sex in 6 months. So what is the situation? And you're, and she's like, but I just did, it was just for work. And I'm like, but you're still getting dick.
Yeah, it does. And it makes a difference.
Okay. So you're counting it.
Yeah.
All right. If you could relive one day, which would it be and why? One day in your whole life, maybe something, a great experience or something you want to relive, why would you relive that day and what was it?
Oh, that's deep. That's very deep.
I like to get deep, Savannah.
Yeah. One day. I don't know. That's really tough.
Is there maybe something that happened with family that you want to relive, or a concert, or maybe somebody you met that was inspirational that you could, like, maybe redo and be like, man, I wish I would have said this, or maybe I would have done this. Anything ring a bell?
I mean, yeah, the concerts have been good. I love, like, seeing live music, but I can't think of anything that's like, oh my God, that was the best day ever. I'm okay. More of a persistent person.
Okay. So if you see something, you're getting it.
Yeah, like, I'd like to have fun more often than, like, I feel like if you had, like, one day that was so amazing, it's like, you need more of those, and okay. It should be a blur type of thing.
Hey, I totally get what you mean. Again, I think it's maybe the Gemini thing, but if I see something, I'm just going to go and do it.
Yeah.
Just going to grab it by the horns and do it. Who do you go to for advice?
My mom and dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are they supportive of your business, being in the adult business?
Yeah, they are. They're very supportive of everything I do. I mean, they're great. I love them.
What would you say is the best advice you've ever gotten?
They give really good relationship advice. So, like, a recent thing, you know, they started, like, noticing stuff and they were right, even though I didn't, like, notice it. They did. And I'm okay. Like, they're just always kind of right.
They know.
About
The wisdom.
The wisdom. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. All right, well, that is the rest of my questions for that segment of the show. So now we're going to get to Truth with Texas, which is one of my favorite parts. It's a little bit more risky. We're going to have some truth-type questions. We could say dare, but they're all truthful type of things. All right. We're going to go. There's romantic, kinky, spicy, and naughty, which fun. I think you're all of these things together in one big bag of Savannah Bond.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go a little bit different. We're going to go through every single one. I usually have cards. I don't have my cards this time. We're working on all a new game that I'm working on for all my fans out there. So we're going to get a new edition. Are you ready to play with Miss Texas, Savannah?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, naughty questions. Choked or spanked?
Both.
Gotta pick one.
Choked.
Greedy. Greedy little girl. Choked. You want choked? Handcuffs or blindfold?
Blindfold.
Okay. I like how you're like, I don't like a lot of BDSM, but I want to be choked and spanked.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that is that, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking a form. Like whips and chains.
Well, there is, but it just levels. We're more on like, I like the light choke and spank both.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I fucked up on that.
No, you just never know the wrong answer. It's what you want. Yeah. All right. Lube or spit?
Spit.
Paid for sex.
Paid for?
Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
Not even for content? You're just trading over there?
Yeah, no, I haven't paid anyone.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Can you give us an example right here for private talk of your faked orgasm?
Every scene, okay? No, not really.
What does it sound like? If we were in a scenario and Miss Texas's big, fat Texas ass was above your face and I was about to lower it down, what kind of orgasm?
I'm coming. Oh, my God. I'm so close.
If you hear she's so close, you better ask her again.
It's real.
I love it. What kind of outfits turn you on? Are you a girl who likes to dress up for your man? Do you like to just be naked and ready to go? What is your kind of
naked, forefront? No shoes, just like raw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raw dogging, baby. Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Biggest turn off?
Bad hygiene.
Okay. Have you joined the Mile High Club?
No, I don't think that exists in Australia. It does here, really?
I mean, you don't. There's not really like a membership who give you a card, but if you have sex in an airplane, you know, then you are part of the
Mile
High Club.
That's a fantasy of mine for sure.
It's fun. It's very exhilarating.
Whoa, yeah, okay. I'll try.
Role playing, do you like to do it?
And
if so, what's your favorite role to play?
No, not really. No? I don't know.
So you're just into good sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Given or received a golden shower?
Received.
Received. Not You're given. All for it. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. You down to get some pissed on?
Yeah. Okay. Give it to me.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah. Equal rights.
Before you got into porn, did you ever have sex at work?
Oh, no. Unfortunately not.
No?
Okay. No, not at the strip club.
Okay.
Should have, but I didn't. And then I worked in a pharmacy before that, so there was no chance.
Okay, you weren't bent over behind the medicine cabinet? Mm-mm. Fantasy. Look, I'm giving all these new fantasies. You should put this on your OF. It could be like the old, like the coming into Savannah, you know?
They'll like that because it's real, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know things. I know.
She's wise.
Ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
No.
Would you?
Yeah.
Which friend? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's see. Last one of the naughty questions. Do you like dirty talk?
Yeah, I do. I like it a lot.
Are you a big dirty talker or do you want your partner to dirty talk?
I like both. It's kind of boring when the guy is really quiet.
So what's an example of dirty talk that you would want from your man?
Just like calling me a little slut. Okay. Like, you know,
so slut whore play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a little bit degrading, but okay. You know.
The dom. You want to be dominated and like.
Yeah.
See, go back into the S&M, the BDSM stuff.
Maybe it really is a part of me.
We're unleashing some things here at Private Talk, you see. We're getting the truth from this Savannah Bond. All right. Next set of questions. Spicy questions. Most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually. It could be onset or offset.
I wouldn't say like I get embarrassed easily. I did hear you ask someone else that question and I was like trying to think. I don't know.
Nothing embarrassing really happened to me on set. I'm not one of those people. Like the most thing I could think of is like in the beginning when like you're doing doggy and then you queef and you're like, oh, do they really think it's something, whatever? But we're all human. Like we know what that means.
Yeah.
But nothing ever really happened or like what for me, but is anything maybe in your personal life?
No, not really, but no? I feel like a fear of mine, like I do a lot of anal, so it would be like literally shitting all over another performer.
Has that happened at all?
No.
Has it happened in your personal life?
No.
So you've always been, but do you in your personal life, if you liked it in work or whatever, do you actually prep like you would for a scene or is it you've always just done it and it just works out well? Because some people do it and they're like, it over preps, you know, where it kind of takes it away.
Yeah, no, I've just, in my personal life, I haven't always like prepped to the extent I would for porn, but
nothing's ever happened. Like like bad wise, where you're a fear of, is what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's what I think. I think a lot of sometimes it's like obviously at home sex to porn sex is different because the length of it and like the, you know, what you're doing. Yeah. But I feel like we sometimes often overthink the cleaning out process, where we probably wouldn't do it if you were just into it in that moment and it was just let it happen.
Definitely,
I wanted to say, let Jesus take the wheel. I don't know how this is.
That's a fear though. I would be embarrassed. You can't take that back.
So what is the longest that you've ever gone without sex? You said 5 weeks, like it was like a decade. And what was the longest?
It's been very consistent for a long time.
Lucky
like
you.
I don't know. Yeah, 5 weeks is a long time for me. I don't know. I feel like it's been good though, because I did focus on sex a lot and I would like use it to feel good because I do like it. And I feel like it's almost like spiritual. Like after I've had sex, I feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to take breaks, I suppose.
Okay.
Do you feel like that too? Did you say it's been 6 months?
So the longest I've ever gone has been 8 to 9 months.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, at the time, and again, it's like once you get over a certain time, it's just like
you forget about it almost.
To a point, because I'm a highly sexual person.
Yeah.
I probably think that I wouldn't say I'm a sex addict, but I can come. I have to come like at a regular basis kind of thing, where even though I'm not having sex, I'm definitely masturbating a lot.
Yeah.
At this point, what day are we at? I think it's been like a month.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it was like 3 months. So not very often, but it's also for me, it's about quality. It's for me, it's again the same thing. It's like I'll go on a date with people and I'm in this dating stage in my life and I've done a lot of personal work myself. So
yeah.
It's like I can see red flags more clearly now of where I can still date and still have a great time, but you're still not going to fuck me. Like, that's not, you know, before it was like, but I just want to get fucked because, and it doesn't matter what you're talking about.
You want sex.
And then it's like they stay around for maybe a little bit longer where I'm like, but what are you doing for me?
Yeah.
So yeah, so for me, it's like I'd rather find someone that I like and that I have similar interests with and not just like a roster that I used to have.
Yeah,
rosters
like
are exhausting,
immature.
I'm just saying.
It's, yeah, yeah. You're
yeah.
like looking
But
for
you know, I'm down
serious.
To build it up again. And my walls are down right now as far as like opening love into my life and I'm, you know, open to what is out there, but it's also I'm not dealing with crumbs. I'm dealing with like bring your A game because I'm an A plus bitch and
yeah.
I need some A1 service.
100%. I love that. Inspiring.
Yes. Has ooh, I don't want to ask you that one yet. Have you like, we can't go to that great conversation and lead up with this one. Have you ever broken up with someone because they were bad in bed?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't had too many bad experiences, which is kind of weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever thought about someone else during sex?
Yes.
Okay. Top porn stars. What is your top three, like, list? Let's do the top three that you've worked with and top three that your wish list.
Oh, that's really hard. I can't give a top like three. It's like I said, like, you know, like Asakura, Jada, Phoenix, you.
Okay.
Like, I think you guys are great, but performance.
So no ranking system. It's just that's the your list.
Yeah, there's
okay.
no ranking. As for guys, that's tough as well. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Oh, fair. Have you ever dated somebody older?
No.
Okay. Are you open to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too old though.
All right. Craziest place you've ever had sex?
Well, it was for something I did for OnlyFans. It was in a Tesla during the day downtown and the wings of the door were up and someone was driving the car, so that was wild.
Okay. And nobody stopped y'all? Did you see anybody like looking at y'all fucking while they're driving? Because it drives itself, or somebody else was in there driving it?
No,
too.
Someone was driving it. It was
okay.
for Disciples of Desire, so
okay.
you know how they...
I don't know, no.
Yeah, there was someone driving it, and
okay.
people did see.
It was kind of hot. I mean, if I was like walking, I'd be like, what is going on? But
I didn't know it was going to happen either. They were like, okay, so you're going to do this. And I was like, all right. And
okay.
then the doors went off, and I was like...
Did it make you hornier or excited, or were you like, who the fuck, is the cops gonna come here?
Yeah, I was scared.
Okay, so you were scared.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, I was hoping it to be over.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like lose or get back, send back to Australia.
One second, hold on. Mm-hmm. Kevin, can you answer this? The second girl, she's asking things about the, I don't really know what's going on. She's here, I think, but I don't know. I don't wanna. Yeah, we're back. All right. Let's see a couple more questions. Let's go on to kinky questions. Quickest orgasm.
Takes me a while. I would say quickest, probably 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it by yourself or with somebody?
By myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a Hitachi girl? Dildo?
Hitachi, yeah.
Hitachi. My favorite. Yeah, it's always by my bed and ready to go.
I mean, this is not really anything in comparison, I don't think.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Do you have any fetishes?
Yes, I like thinking about the guy like fucking other girls.
Okay.
So
you being a cuckold, or are you joining like fucking? Or just the fact that maybe he did it by himself and like, you know, and you're like filthy talking afterwards, talking about that, it.
The second.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. To me, it's like, tell me about what you just did.
Because I think it's like a hot girl thing. When you're a hot girl, you don't always want to be the hot girl. Mm. You want them to like...
get
like,
theirs and yeah, then come back to the hot girl that you belong to.
Yeah.
I like it. Woke up to someone you didn't know their name.
No, not maybe when I was like 20. Okay. But
no. No? Okay. Smart. Smart one.
Yeah.
Shower sex or car sex?
Car.
How many positions do you know? Sexual positions. Let's count them. How many do you know?
Okay. Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, spoon, missionary, side saddle.
That's five.
That'll do.
That's from Savannah Bond. I know she knows some more, but right now we're gonna get
into the essentials.
Have you ever been walked in on while masturbating?
Yeah.
Did you stop? Did you keep going? Were you like, come back later?
I probably stopped. I was like, oh, sorry.
Sorry you weren't here for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's see. Last kinky question. Sex skill that you are most proud of. What is something that stands out when someone's maybe a performer and your past partner has been like, she's the best at?
A main one, I would say dirty talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You talk that come out of them, girl.
Yeah.
Like it.
The dick motivates me and I'm just girl like, I'm good. I know I'm good at this.
Girl of my own heart. All right. Heart, which is romantic questions. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
I never thought that I was until I moved to America because the Australian guys are not romantic at all.
Okay.
And then I came here and I was like, wow, like it's different. And I'm like, I really do like it. And it is very important.
So what would you say is the most romantic thing someone's done for you?
We haven't seen much.
Okay. What's the most romantic thing you've done for someone, a partner?
Yeah, that's just the same. I haven't really had like the opportunity because I thought I wasn't romantic. And now I'm realizing as I've gotten older and moving here, like the culture's different.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not there yet, but we haven't found the right person to be romantic to. I think that also you can't just be romantic to everybody. I feel like because then it also is misleading the people where it's like, if you just want to have sex, you can't be romantic. If you're with a partner, which you've been with someone for 7 years, they're not really, you know, said that, you know, he's Australian, so he wasn't the most romantic. So now we're going to try something different. So I have hope for you. I feel like women should be romance. I also think, though, too, it's like how you receive love and you know, give love is one of those things that's where it's like, if that is your thing, the more that you want to do, like what you want someone to do for you is what you should do for other people to receive it back.
Yeah.
One of those things. 100%. So it's like being open to those ideas of like maybe you didn't think it was romantic, but maybe you are romantic and it's just typical things you normally would have done for people you care about.
Yes, I agree.
The thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. Making out or cuddling?
Definitely making out. I'm not huge on cuddling.
Okay. Dinner date or movie date?
Dinner. I like to talk, so movies a bit boring.
Cut or uncut?
I don't really care, to be honest. Probably uncut, though. I feel like we were born that way, and it's kind of weird, like
that they cut it.
Yeah, but then also, a lot of Americans are like, "Oh, it's gross," but as long as they're clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Romantic sex or kinky sex?
A combination is good, but if I had to choose, probably. I mean, it depends on the mood.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you slide on that one.
Okay, thank you.
If you needed a fun, safe word, what would yours be?
Fun, safe word. I don't know. I honestly would probably just say, oh, stop. It's not really fun.
Be like, banana or no, tigers.
That's I feel like that's kind of lame.
So you would rather just say, stop it.
Yeah, can we like stop?
I mean, it is blunt and to the point. I mean, it is.
Yeah,
it's very,
that's my personality. Okay. So I'm not going to be like, oh my God, banana. Like,
he's like, you're hungry? Savannah, what do you need?
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you that. Just stop it.
Would you have one?
Yeah, I would.
I might need to use it.
I don't know what, but let's see. What would my safe word be? I think like pineapple, like something like that's not like in the moment, maybe. I don't know. Pineapple, I feel like, is just the first one, the thing that came to my head. But I feel like I could come up with something better.
Like yeah. Peppermints, like flavors, because like, it's still kind of in the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe some of the safe words I'm thinking of, like that might make entice them to do more things
to
me.
So
I'm like,
turned
I don't
on.
Know what I'm opening it up to. All right, last question in the romantic. Let's see. What is your favorite place to be kissed?
Probably in my lips, but neck is also
okay.
Pretty up there.
All right, very sensual, very seductive. I like that. Well, that is the rest of Truth with Texas. You pass with flying colors. Like I said earlier, there's not any wrong answer because it's all about Miss Savannah Bond. And I appreciate you for taking the time, letting us get to know you a little bit better here at Private Talk. Is there anything that you would like to ask Miss Texas while you're here?
Oh, I probably would have a whole list of questions if I had have known. Right now,
you're on the spot, you don't know.
Do you have any plans to maybe come back into the industry?
Do I have any plans?
I'm sure your fans ask you every day.
They do. I don't really answer them all the time, but you know, it's a good question. I feel like, you know, within the last 6 months, I've kind of dabbled in the idea of like, should I come back? Should I do girls? Should I do whatever? Just because I'm on this other journey, I'm single. I'm like, you know, there's no reason why that I can't, and I'm not having sex. So why not have the best of both worlds kind of thing?
Yeah.
I think it's timing. I think it's about, you know, finding what really works for my brand and things like that. Now I am open to the idea with the right, you know, performers. I think that I may, you know, tip my toe back into doing stuff with girls first and kind of seeing where that kind of leads. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, for me, I think that especially like having girls like yourself coming to Private Talk and getting to know you guys a little bit more, it's almost like as much as like you guys have this wish list, I have this, my other wish list myself too. It's like, man, I think we'd look great together or yeah. things like that, where it's like, you know, I know the fans really want to see those things.
Yeah.
So I'm not closed off to it. I definitely think that my fans will be surprised in the next couple months of like what I'm willing to do and where I'm kind of taking the next level of my career. So, you know, maybe we'll be on a couch together sometime really soon.
Well, I'll be waiting.
I like it. Please let us know where we can support you, where we can get on your OnlyFans, your social media, all those things.
Yep. So my Instagram is the Savannah Bond, Twitter Savannah Bond XXX, and my OnlyFans is Savannah Bond. You can just Google any of it.
If you Savannah can. Bond. I enjoyed our conversation. I'm so glad you got to come here when Private Talk, get to know me a little bit better, and have Private Talk get to know you a little bit better. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Private Talk, until we meet again. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.